We're back.
So, welcome back to the second part of the Tapworm Radio Lounge here on tapwormradio.com. That was Radiohead's Burn the Witch in ode to Hillary Clinton. and so what I'd like to know is, so the FBI have reopened this case because they've found some emails on this guy's laptop, and this is completely separate to the email leaks that WikiLeaks have been putting out. Do they correspond then?
Well, a connection that is living and breathing and at war within our government right now. The rank and file, the agents of the FBI are literally at war with the Department of Justice. And the agents were prepared to begin leaking information themselves out into public view if this wasn't reopened. And what it would seem, can't say for sure, but it is quite possible that those with the technical ability have set it all up to be revealed.
Yeah, quite possibly.
And whether one thinks they're good guys, bad guys, or neutral, the situation has come to a head. It's no longer a conspiracy theory.
No, it's conspiracy facts.
Mm-hmm. Someone was collecting information, because you're talking about 650,000 emails. Someone was doing espionage work.
Right.
In a file named Life Insurance. So...
Right.
So if there was only one person that was going to be leaking that, that would be that dude. He just forgot to store it on a different computer than his dick pictures.
Well, and it's also quite possible that that file, through the manipulation of those who are on the side of freedom in this country, they could have stuffed that with all sorts of things, you know, and put the truth in a place where it can come to light.
What a better place than Anthony Weiner's laptop?
There you go. So it doesn't too much matter what one's perspective is, whether they like the right wing or the left wing. The truth of the matter is both wings are on the same bird and its talons are pointed at our eyes. And until it comes to a head and begins reaching resolution, it can't be changed.
So it's bonfire night over here. Tonight, mm-hmm, in the UK, and Sussex historically are quite big on these bonfire societies, and we've mentioned it over the years, Lewis, which is just sort of the next little village from where we are here in Brighton, have the biggest in the country, nay the world, of bonfires. And so every year they have different effigies who they burn, and you'll be pleased to know that this year they're burning effigies of both Hillary and Trump. One with a of a Trump with the head of Hillary.
Head of Hillary, yeah. I've seen that one. You know, another little odd tidbit to add to that is, read this article the other day saying that by and large, our elections are just, you know, after Halloween. And so whichever presidential mask, you know, whichever candidate's mask sells the most tends to be the person that gets elected. I heard that Trump's mask was selling more. So take that as you will.
Well, every time the stock market goes down in an election, then the change candidate wins, and the stock market in America has been tanking for the last month.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of little tells.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the markets have been down because of quite a lot because of Brexit as well. You know, that's shook the world really, and then in a sort of in that sort of psyop way, because I don't know whether or not you've heard it over there, but the head judges of the country have now decided that Parliament should get a vote on whether or not to proceed to Article 50. Which seems to have sort of completely moot-pointed the whole point of a referendum. So you've got the some politicians saying, "Oh, we can't let them do that," but you can see that they've got a grin on the face. So it's like they're not. And I've always thought that you know that it wouldn't go through, but this is another out for that, because you know this this operation has been going on for the last 60 odd years to let such a crucial partner out. You know, it's just it'd just be. It'd be career suicide for the EU project, really, wouldn't it? And but the last few months have been a way to for you know the Soroses of the world to just you know siphon off vast amounts of resources and launder. Even more resources, so you know, so it's a win-win, and the same with the election. It's a win-win for whoever gets in, isn't it? Really, because
no, because assassinations can take place.
Well, maybe they're already. On the cards, but, you know, if you know, I was saying before, you know, the vice presidents of these people are the ones to watch, because you know, like you say, assassinations could go ahead, so Trump could very well be taken out very soon after you know January, from January 20th on. Is like hunting season. Mm-hmm. So his running mate, Pence, not pounds, Pence. So is that the change you get from Obama? You get Pence. Or
for any underwear, pence in the UK is like cents here.
Yeah, he's like a cents, penny.
C-E-N-T-S. Right.
Yeah, like a pence. One pence is a penny. So you got pennies and you got farts with Trump and Pence.
Oh, you want to explain that for those unaware what Trump means over there?
So yeah, a Trump is flatulence. Anyway, we digress. So I've got a clip here. Let me load it up of John Pilger and Assange talking about the emails. Let me load it up here. And this goes into
quick question as you're getting that ready. Quick question to Jay and Sonic and Reset. Have any of y'all seen or heard anything that, in your personal opinion, indicates Julian Assange is still alive?
There's nothing to indicate that he's dead.
That's kind of the category I fall into. Yeah.
His internet went down the other week, and there was like a, "Oh, is he dead?" But his internet was down. So, but I think since
I did hear that
he's done like a some sort of Skype call with some dudes I saw after that. So I don't know what that could have been faked somehow. I don't know, but. I would imagine. I don't think really he's, he's pretty safe there. If he stays in, and he could very well be a plant. There's so many underground passages underneath all those embassies. Like a rabbit warren down there. So he could have a double like them all. There's plenty of possibilities. So anyway, here's the.
I was just filling time.
Oh. And then I began to waffle. Here we go.
There's a early 2014 email from Hillary Clinton, so not so long after to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Now, I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection. And perhaps because Saudi and Qatari money is spread all over the place, including into many media institutions. All serious analysts know, even the US government has mentioned or agreed with, that some Saudi figures have been supporting ISIS, funding ISIS. But the dodge has always been it's just some rogue princes using their cut of the oil money to do whatever they like, but actually the government disapproves. But that email says that no, it is the governments of Saudi and the government and Qatar that have been funding ISIS.
The Saudis, the Qataris, the Moroccans, the Bahrainis, particularly the Saudis and the Qataris, are giving all this money to the Clinton Foundation, while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State, and the State Department is approving massive arms sales, particularly to Saudi Arabia.
Under Hillary Clinton, and our Clinton emails reveal significant discussion about it, the largest ever arms deal in the world was made with Saudi Arabia, more than $80 billion. Mm-hmm. In fact, during her tenure as Secretary of State, total arms exports from the United States in terms of the dollar value doubled.
Doubled. And of course, the consequence of that is that this notorious terrorist jihadist group called ISIL or ISIS is created largely with money from the very people who are giving money to the Clinton Foundation.
Yes.
Was that at the end of the clip?
Anybody there, but yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's particularly news to any of us here. Another example of how corrupt and basically so the same people that are funding terrorists that look like terrorists are also funding terrorists that look like presidential candidates.
Well, Olivia de Havilland turned 100.
Well,
she was in Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
Probably the last living actress from Hollywood's golden age.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty cool.
100, I wish. Yeah, but she's seen some sights, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's in the DailyMail.com. I just saw it. I didn't know that anybody from back then was still kicking. You know? So what do you think? What do you think of our wonderful pipeline construction here in America, Sonic?
I haven't really been
following.
We're going
to become energy independent.
Is this through the reservation land?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called freedom.
It's called free range.
Swami was walking on live stream through the cell phone of one of the Native Americans at the front line of the protest gathering there in North Dakota when the war machinery and war armed police and all that started pushing in to what should be private land under the control of the tribes. And that is not allowed. But it happened anyway.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that...
Is this the another example of what happened? Well, I mean, these people actually own the land; it's theirs. Whereas, the Bundy ranch that was people taking over some land that was not being used. This is another example of sort of big business, police, you know, trying to stamp on the rights of the people, isn't it?
Yes, the Native American reservation land is technically a sovereign nation unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
But we can see now, regardless what the technical or legal definitions are, they won't be respected. And force will be used by war-armed law enforcement and others against those who simply want their environment to remain clean.
Well, I suppose America is like a 600-year occupation of Aboriginal land, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Did you see the it was like an Onion or like a News Thump article of the Queen addressing America, saying that your 247 year self rule hasn't gone to plan. So if you just put my name on the ballot on Tuesday, we can get things back to normal.
Wow. Well, you guys might remember that last year, prior to Christmas, this was legit. The Queen said, this is the last Christmas, as you know.
Mm.
Enjoy it. This is the last, as you've noted.
Well, I'm hoping that the fifth dimensional entities that David Wolcott talks about, I hope they're doing something to help out down here. Because it could get real ugly in a couple of days.
Yes, yes.
I know for a fact, Swami, that a lot of the militia, especially here in Pennsylvania, if they see voter fraud and black box voting, cronyism and putting Hillary into the White House, there's going to be armed resistance to the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There'll be civil uprising regardless. I mean, there's just no way around it at this point.
Yeah, because both sides have inflamed their constituency to a point of ridiculousness. And the schools here in America don't teach people right from wrong, don't teach them ethics, don't teach them critical thought. I mean, they've been dumbed down and have become animals.
Who was the Republican candidate last time Obama ran? You got in.
Mitt Romney.
No, it wasn't it, Kerry.
No, John McCain.
Oh, McCain, right?
John McCain.
No, it was Mitt Romney.
Well, Romney the first time around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And McCain.
The first one
the
was
first.
McCain.
Right, right.
Which basically both of them were fall guys,
right? Right.
Against Obama.
And so, and it's trying to figure out which one of these two is the fall guy. You know, it's like a double whammy, because I mean, in those cases, it was obvious that Obama was going to win because they needed him for the agenda. But it's like, well, which agenda is trying to happen here? Because I mean, you know, there's always the case that that Trump was put there for Hillary because he's a loon. that so she could just be shoehorned in. But because of the way he's run his campaign, he doesn't care what publicity he gets as long as it's publicity. You know, as long as his face is there, and he's obviously worked because, shitloads of people are behind him. And I think that scenario seems to have backfired on the way the powers that be would have liked it to have gone. But it's like a cruel joke being played very, very slowly every day. And like you say, we're on the precipice now. Ooh, fucking hell.
You know, with the way things are going, one thing I'm really curious about is, has Donald Trump ever attended a Bilderberg meeting? That's something I'm not really sure about.
No, Trump's never been involved with CFR, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove. He has no known ties to any secret society or commission like the Trilateralist Commission. He's an outsider when it comes to that. But
that's why Newt Gingrich got on, and that's why Newt Gingrich got in the mainstream media and said the establishment is afraid of Trump because he's not beholden to any. He's not been initiated.
Yeah.
He's not been made part of any of the dark occult society.
Yeah, he said that, I guess it was last winter on Fox News. And yep. That clip has made the rounds on the internet. The thing is, I'm just afraid that there'll be George Soros is going to have riots, or then you're going to have the conservatives riot if Hillary is put in. I mean, I don't know. The best thing that could happen, seriously, would be for the police in New York to release what they have and sink Clinton completely.
By law.
A couple pictures of her engaged in pedophile sex will put an end to her candidacy. And the pictures exist, according to what I've seen on the web. So I'm going to take off, guys. I got stuff to do. But it was good to spend a little time with you before the end of the world on Tuesday.
Hope it works out.
Oh, it's going to work Jay, out. Take care. Well, sometimes maybe I'll pop in more often, guys, because it's a good show.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Okay.
All right, I'll see.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Take care.
Yeah, the way he kind of described it there as he was signing it off kind of makes me think the South Park episode. They've had a few of them where you have a election and there's a choice between a giant douche and a turd sandwich.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we got right now.
Yep. I saw this strange article today. Canada military probes mysterious Arctic pinging noise. The Canadian military, this is from the BBC website here, Canadian military has investigated a mysterious pinging sound coming from the seabed in a remote region of the Arctic. Officials have been told, the BBC, the strange noise is reported by locals to frighten animals away. Over the past few months, a military aircraft conducted various multi-sensor searches in the area but the military say that he's unable to explain the cause of the acoustic anomalies. The aircraft crew did not detect any surface or subsurface contacts. The only thing that the crew did observe were two pods of whales and six walruses. So this is quite high up. I don't know whether or not that's close to where Devon Island is, where Andrew Johnson and Rich Hall were debating that the Mars shots are being taken as these various anomalies to suggest that they're definitely not on Mars. Yes.
I was going to say, gee, we must have just found Hitler.
Yeah, well, there was that other story from a few weeks back. They discovered some sort of Nazi base in the Arctic.
Hitler needs more cheese, so he's sending out SOSs.
Yeah, yeah. It's the plot to Iron Sky, isn't it?
Well, something like that, yeah.
Where the Nazis are on the dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Yeah, I saw earlier that John Kerry's supposedly taking a trip to Antarctica the day before the election. So,
no!
Going to visit Hitler. He's going to visit Hitler. There you go.
Well, he will be safely ensconced in one of the Antarctic bases that our not too awful long ago guest Richard Allen Miller spoke of, because he had been there. So there's, yep, who knows. And also there was a headline. Didn't dig deeply into this, but that the Clintons had transferred $1.8 billion to the Qatari central bank.
Yes, yeah. Well, if the Qataris are funding the Clinton Foundation, they could be, money laundering, drug laundering, anything going on there. Oh, crazy situations.
And you wouldn't believe, I don't know about where you're at there, Reset, but around here in little cornfield surrounded Charleston, Illinois, people are just stressed to the max. It is, never has this Swami witnessed or experienced tensions this heightened ever anywhere.
Yeah, no, I can attest to that. You've got a good friend of mine. We were talking the other day, and we don't often talk about politics, but we got to talking about things, and he's like, really? I mean, if worse comes to worse, I kind of hope Trump gets elected. And, I had to say, yeah, honestly, I think Trump is probably less bad than Hillary. And he's like, oh man, I'm so relieved that I'm able to talk to someone else that is thinking the same thing. I mean, I wouldn't ever in a million years wanted to have elected Trump. But if you're picking between one and the other, I don't know. Trump is the way I guess I'd have to go. But I wouldn't. He's not someone I'd want in the White House. We don't have a.
You think he'll even stay there?
Well,
Trump Tower's way better.
Well, he just built that hotel down the street or whatever, from the White House.
On time and under budget.
Yeah.
We just don't know. This is certainly, as the Chinese curse goes, may you live in interesting times. We're right here. We are front row on what could be one of the most historic events in recorded history.
Well, either way, I mean, whoever gets elected, yeah, this is going to be mind-blowingly historic. I mean, who knows what the hell is going to happen?
Oh,
this Swami was very surprised.
Go
ahead, son. Okay, I shall. when watching the results come in of the Brexit vote, because, you know, we being, you know, somewhat knowledgeable and somewhat cynical, couldn't imagine that being allowed to happen. And yet it did. So that was surprising just to watch and go, what? It passed? Holy cow.
Well, and now it potentially hasn't.
Right.
So the same situation could happen where whichever way it goes, we've still got until January 20th for something to happen. You know what I mean? So whether or not they're found ineligible to have been voted in, because they, up until the 20th of January, they're not actually president, are they? They're just the elect. So,
and as soon as Obama signs something declaring, regardless what the terminology is, we would say most likely martial law, but it could be national emergency. It could be, you know, they've got all sorts of wording around these things, but all of the executive orders are already in place to put all the control and the literal ownership of the United States and everything in it under the control of the president and the cabinet members. It's already there.
And so,
it's just waiting.
And so what are the chances that the day after inauguration that either one of those people invoke those straight away, just do a proper Hitler, go, right, I'm the daddy now.
Well, what are the chances there's a Zika outbreak at some point and they need to completely like restrict air travel or something, or travel between states? I mean, we have weird restrictions here in Minnesota, even pertaining to firewood. You can't transport firewood from one place to another because it has certain bugs in it, and they're trying to stop the spread of bugs. It wouldn't be too difficult to imagine them just like completely calling martial law or something because down in Florida something happens and mosquitoes are drawn north or something, you know?
Right. And what if they decide to start mixing bio warfare materials into the chemtrails? You know, I mean, there is so much dreadful potential that if people have not prepared themselves for the worst possible situations, as well as sitting back and enjoying the best that their life can offer. It's mm-hmm. really, really serious.
At least have a decent water filter.
Right, at the very least. Those people that have been, you know, stockpiling and all of that may end up being the wisest amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, according to executive orders and that, it will be illegal to hoard supplies. And they will just come around and gather them up and take them. All this stuff is already prepared to be instituted.
Does hoarding money count?
Well, surely it shouldn't.
Well, that depends where the system goes. Because, I mean, anything could be, you know, in this Swami's opinion, if the grid, if the electrical power in the United States fails, then when it comes back, it is very likely things are going to be far different than they were before.
It's a very optimistic view, thinking that if it goes down, it'll come back.
Well, there's that as well.
Yeah. It'd be like a revolution. have you seen
yeah.
that show?
Yep.
Yeah, these shows are there for a reason to give people glimpses at the potential scenarios. So mm-hmm. you've got your zombie shows, you've got your Earth 2.0 shows, like the 100 and like Terra Nova, and then you've got shows like Revolution and like Fringe, where you've got alternative universes.
You know, you're completely making me think of a screenplay type thing that I had actually written up. You know how, like, most movies, they come out as trilogies, and each one of the three movies will have, you know, they'll be related in the same category. Well, I had this idea of a thing that I almost don't know if I should say this because I'm giving stuff away, but here, I'll say it anyway. three
it's
movies.
It'd be copyrighted because it's on the show.
Okay, well, there we go. So I'm copywriting this now. The first movie, basically, the youth, the government would notice that the youth is getting out of hand, and they want to find some way to control them. And so they create this drug, and they release it into to do an experiment. They release it into a concert show. So the kids all take this stuff, and some of them, something weird happens. And one of the weird things is with the zombie stuff, there's never any explanation for why it happened. Right. I definitely want some explanation as to why it happened. And so the first one would be zombie flick. Mm-hmm.
Is the series called Fear of the Walking Dead, which is like precursor mm-hmm. to The Walking Dead,
it kind of runs parallel
in
to
the first. Yeah, they don't actually say what the cause is, though. I don't think.
That's a big thing in zombie flicks or even TV shows, is not saying why it happened, which, you know, I mean, I guess I kind of get. I mean, it's left up to your imagination then. But if I ever do get around to maybe trying to do this thing, I would want to give an explanation.
Good. And so right. What were the second films? So yeah, carry on.
Oh yeah, so the first one would basically be like zombie flick. The second one would be basically, you know, a post-apocalyptic, you know, recovery type flick. And then the third one would be like, okay, let's go to like Washington and try to figure this shit out and figure out how we can rebuild the country. So it's a little different in the fact that I want, if I were to do this, I'd want each three to be something completely different, you know, not like just a trilogy of zombie flicks or a trilogy of conspiracy flicks. Like each one would be something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With
I'm not sure I've seen that happen yet.
With the same characters or?
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally. I guess almost, I don't know if you've seen American Horror Story, that TV show where they have the same characters portraying different people each season. I guess I kind of want the movies to be like, you know, each season is, it's the same actors, but they're portraying different people. Kind of, sort of. Some of them, I'd obviously, you'd need carryover characters so that you could have, you know, the same people doing things, but people die. Maybe I shouldn't have chuckled right, after well, saying that's that. Sorry. Yeah.
It's all fictional. It's all fictional. Yeah.
Oh, there is also a character kind of molded after old school Vincent Price from like the Roger Corman films, and he's a Freemason. And there's a whole underground tunnel system that he's connected. Yeah, it gets crazy. I'll have to scan like the pages that I've written and send them to you.
Excellent. Sounds interesting. I've just started watching The Expanse. Have you seen any of this? It's like a
set TV show
in like the 25th. Yeah, well, it's like on Netflix original.
Okay.
Set in the, it's like a space based, like espionage thriller. So all the planets have been colonized, and there's loads of mining going on. And like Mars is like a sort of this rogue planet that have got top weapons and shit like that. It's quite good. I recommend it.
Do they have more advanced technology than we do on Earth in the show?
That's my only sort of bugbear, is that they've still apparently got rockets and jets, and you would have thought that you know, sort of TR-3B technologies would have been you know, like anti-grav technologies would have been incorporated, but I suppose they're trying to make it as real in our sense, because to get an hour's perspective on what space, the mundanity of space would be like, you know, taking years to get places and things. If you just had rockets and jets, rather than super fast technologies, where you could get from planets in about 4 hours, or even like jump rooms.
yeah. Well, yeah, 4 hours right from here is about as long as it takes to fly to Florida.
And how many miles is that? Is that like?
Oh, geez, let's see
3,000?
Here. No, I don't think it's quite that much. I think halfway across the country from me to Missouri, I think was somewhere around 800, maybe 900. So probably double that and you're to Florida.
Right. Okay.
So probably only the top right around 2,000 or so. Well, yeah. I don't know how far you're trying to go into Florida.
I'm going like Keys. I'm
thinking the Keys. Down south. Okay. Like... well, that's probably another.
Yeah, Florida.
200, 300 miles.
Orlando, Miami.
Yeah.
Surely Florida is a lot longer than that. I'd say it was about 400 miles down.
Some do call it the penis of America.
It's almost as big as Britain. As Britain.
Yeah. No, in all honesty, I think it's a little bigger than Britain.
So that's
landmass wise.
From Scotland to the bottom here, that's like about 700 miles. So, I think you've got better roads though.
Yeah. No. What? I'm looking at the map. Looking at the map right now.
Past...
Oh, Florida is totally smaller than Great Britain.
But maybe about the same size as England.
Well, if you cut off Scotland, no, it's still bigger. Great Britain.
Right, okay.
This is a map from the 1960s, so we'll see how accurate that is.
Thinking back, Swami got assigned in the Air Force to go to England, recall something to the effect of the country of England itself was approximately the size of our state of Georgia.
Okay, and now I'm also kind of wondering, you know, I've also heard that there's a different version of the map that takes into account the curvature of the Earth, and that the general flat layout we have isn't exactly accurate, you know, country size-wise. Blanking on what that's called.
But yeah, that
if you look at a general flat map of the Earth, that it's not exactly proportional, that some countries were given, for whatever reason, a little bigger size. Like Greenland should be a lot smaller than it actually is.
Yeah, sort of on a map, it looks a similar size to Africa, and Africa's like fucking huge. yeah. Greenland you'd fit about 5 Greenlands in the space of Africa, if not more. I think it's about how maps were drawn and who they were drawn for. You know, quite a lot of the maps that we have are sort of like UK Crown Empire Commonwealth centric, and so England on or Britain on a map is loads bigger than it actually is. I mean, you know, just from driving in France, the length of England or even Britain as a whole compared to France is France is massive, and And you really get a sense of that when you're driving around it. But mm-hmm. on the map, they look about the same size. Or in lengthwise, anyway. So we're coming up to the end of the show here. So I've, as we've gone off planet here a little, I thought we'd go with an old favourite of David Bowie in Life on Mars. We are here next week at the regular time for everybody. Because by then all your clocks will have done what they do. And then 2 weeks from now, Steve and Fi are off to Winchester to a British constitutional group talk, where people from like the UK Column and I think Vanessa Bailey will be there as well, are going to be speaking. And then the weekend after that, I'm in Barcelona. So join us next week for the last show for a couple of weeks. I think maybe we'll do a bit of broadcasting from the British Constitutional Group. I'll just do like some Facebook Live things. Don't know whether any of you caught my one this week of I just had it sat on the beach just for about 5 or 6 minutes, just watching the tide. It was quite cool. So hey, Howard has just walked in. Hello, Howard.
Hello.
Well, so, blessings to all. May the best possible take place, but be prepared for any eventuality. Blessings to all.
Yeah. Everyone, good luck this week.
America will be a different place next show.
Yes, definitely.
Who knows what the hell's going to happen?
Maybe we'll all go and have a bit of life on Mars.
All right, we'll take care.
To the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds,
to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a sad thing, boy, 'cause I'd